Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sudarshan Chemical Industries Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitesh Dhoot from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Sudarshan Chemical Industries for giving us the opportunity to host their Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Rajesh Rathi, Managing Director, Mr. Neelkanth Nathu, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Amey Athalye, General Manager of Finance. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dolat Capital and Mr. Nilesh, for hosting our earnings call. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sudarshan's Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. Our investor presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchanges for your ready reference. During the call, we could make forward-looking statements. These statements consider the environment as we see as of today and carry risk and uncertainties that could cause our actual result to differ from those expressed in today's call. We do not undertake to update any forward-looking statement made on this call. I would like to take you through the financial highlights. On an overall basis, there has been the robust growth in the top line and recorded highest-ever pigment sales in Q2, as well as H1 FY25. The robust performance is also reflected in higher gross margins as well as EBITDA margins. Coming to the quarterly performance, on a consolidated basis, for the quarter, total income from operations stood at rupees 696 crore as compared to rupees 601 crore for the same period last year, higher by 15% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 94 crore compared to rupees 66 crore in Q2 FY24, and EBITDA margins stood at 13.6% compared to 10.9% over the same period last year. The half-year performance: on a half-yearly basis, total income from operations stood at rupees 1,330 crore versus 1,209 crore in the same period last year, a growth of 10%. EBITDA for H1 is at rupees 175 crore versus 135 crore last year, and the margin is at 13.2% versus 11.2% over the same period last year. Now, going into the details of our pigment business. Coming to the pigment business, I am glad to report that we have achieved highest-ever quarterly revenue and EBITDA. This is the seventh consecutive quarter where top line has grown on a year-on-year basis, and EBITDA margins are now closer to 16%. Our go-to-market strategy has resulted in increasing the export revenue, and we also see growth across all the major international geographies. There is a strong traction in the new products business as well. For the Q2 FY25, income from operations stood at rupees 660 crore as compared to rupees 522 crore for the same period last year, growth of 26% year-on-year. On a sequential basis, revenue is higher by 12% compared to 589 crore of the Q1 FY25. During the quarter, we have delivered robust export sales of rupees 360 crore as compared to rupees 250 crore, higher by 44% year-on-year. On a sequential basis, Export revenue is higher by 20% compared to rupees 302 crore of quarter 1 FY25. We have seen growth across geographies with contribution coming from Europe, North America and Southeast Asia. With higher growth from the international geographies, the export domestic mix stands at 55-45% compared to 47-53% in the same period last year. India sale for the quarter is at rupees 300 crore, higher by 10% as compared to rupees 272 crore in the same period last year. On a sequential basis, India sales continues to deliver consistent growth and sales is higher by 4% compared to 287 crore of quarter 1 FY25. Specialty pigment sales stood at rupees 457 crore as compared to rupees 362 crore for the previous year same quarter, 26% year-on-year growth. On a sequential basis as well, the revenue has grown by 13% as compared to rupees 403 crore of quarter 1 FY25. Non-specialty sales for the quarter stood at rupees 202 crore, which is higher by 26% compared to the same period last year. And on a sequential basis, the revenue is higher by 8% compared to rupees 187 crore of the quarter 1. Gross margin of pigment business for the quarter is at 47.8% as against 44.8% for the same period previous year, and compared with the sequential quarter, gross margin have marginally gone up from 47.2%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 105 crore as compared to 67 crore for the previous year, same quarter, and the EBITDA margin is at 15.9% as compared to 12.8% over the same period last year. On a sequential basis, EBITDA is higher by 60 basis points. In H1 FY25, the total income from operation for the pigment business stood at rupees 1249 crore versus rupees 1058 crore in the same period last year, a growth of 18%. EBITDA for H1 is at rupees 195 crore versus rupees 131 crore last year, and the margin is at 15.6% versus 12.4% over the same period last year, thereby increase of 3.2%. Now coming to the balance sheet, of the company continues to strengthen with healthy business operation. The net debt of the company has reduced further to 359 crore in quarter 2 from 445 crore in quarter 2 of FY24 and 375 crore in quarter 1 FY25. This has also resulted in improving the leverage ratio to 0.3x in quarter 2 compared to 0.4x in the quarter 2 last year. The working capital cycle continues to be managed efficiently. The cash conversion cycle is down to 2 days to 80 days in quarter 2 FY25, while it is higher by 7 days compared to the sequential quarter Q1, mainly due to planned increase in the inventories. To summarize, the capex which we have built over the period has started showing the results and getting reflected in the financial performance. We have now positioned ourselves to provide wider basket of the product to the customer globally. We are confident in our growth journey and we are committed to deliver long-term value to our stakeholders. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So first question is on the engineering business. Now, given that the pigment business has been showing robust growth in terms of both top line as well as margins, Do we have now plans, and given that we have now going for acquisition of UBAC, are there any plans of hiving off the engineering business, given that's dragging the overall margins and performance? Thank you.
So, thank you for your question, sir. It's a great question. The board has taken a strategic view of building this business, right? So the transformation journey for this has been launched as we speak, and give us 1 year, and I think this business will also show good, robust numbers.
Sure, fair enough. So second question is on in our presentation on slide 19, we have given the outlook for FY25 and beyond, where in the first column we have talked about the CAPEX program to drive future growth and bring in EBITDA improvement. Just a clarification, will there be any incremental CAPEX or the ones that we have done that is going to drive the incremental improvement?
Rohit, thanks for the question. So the clarification here is there will not be any new incremental CAPEX. The CAPEX program which we had initiated in the past and completed in FY23, as I mentioned in my opening remark, we are seeing a good traction for our new products which has been in the market, and we see that these new products and the CAPEX will contribute going forward.
Sure. Thanks a lot, and all the best, and Shubha Deepavali.
Thank you, Rohit. Wish you the same.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, thank you very much for this opportunity, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I'm just trying to understand that, you know, with what I would say consolidation in the number of industry players, do you expect that the pricing power, which has been hit significantly, because if I look at the global companies, P&L, most of them are operating at zero margins. Do you think now there is some pricing power which will prevail and that can lead to better profitability? That's number one. Number two, considering that, you know, you have issued now a lot of time, it has been spent in getting the approvals, do you expect the CAPEX which has been done, the asset utilization to improve and the asset turn can improve over the next 12 to 18 months?
Thank you for your question, sir. I think the first thing is that most of the pigment companies have not been doing well is because I think we've been, some of them, and Sudarshan had a different, kind of position in the market. And one of the most value creating companies, I think, in the pigment segment. And that was because of some of the principles we followed, right? And I think it's going to be important that we continue and build the new organization based on these principles. One is customer centricity. So how do we be not inward looking and be more customer focused, and what are the areas where we want to kind of focus on? And the second is a very lean organization based on first principles, right? And what are the, and you know, very much looking at what are the overheads we are building, how do we streamline our SG&A costs, etc. So I think the first In building a profitable company, I think it would be more on focusing on the cost side rather than on the pricing side. So.
Okay, but in last 3 to 4 years, do you think the pricing by and large would have reduced?
No, sir. I don't think the pricing with, there are always segments of market. But the segments which we play in, I don't think the pricing has reduced.
Okay. And can you answer also to my second question, which is about the asset turn, improvement in asset turn?
As we had mentioned, our CAPEX plan, to achieve the whole was 4 years. So anywhere between 3 and 4 years was our plan, and that's what we will kind of try and achieve.
So where are we in that journey? I mean, so basically, you know, it seems that it's been some time has been already passed, right? Almost, I think, 24 months has been, and CapEx was happening every year, correct? From FY19, FY20, FY21. So I'm saying in that journey, where are we in terms
of. I think we are in the, we are about, let's say, between 1 and 2 years, right, in that journey. So we are in the mid 18 months, right, I would say.
Understood. And by when do you think you'll be doing the QIP to, you know, this resolution which was passed through to fund this acquisition? By when do you think that will be done?
So the QIP related, the procedure will be followed as per the regulatory guideline.
Okay. Okay. Got it. No, basically my question was by when you think the raising will be done?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rajesh. Could you please come back in the question queue for further questions?
Sure, no problem. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Archit Joshi from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and season's greetings to all of you. I have two questions. Firstly, on the reported exports growth, which has been quite robust for this quarter, I just wish to ask if this growth is driven by any product-related or customer-related issues that Fibac might be facing at the global level, and there has been a natural shift towards us in terms of garnering that market share from them because we are going to be a unified entity sooner or later. Or is there any other green shoot in a particular industry or segment that we are witnessing, which is the reason why there has been a strong export growth?
This was a planned growth, right? Given the new CapExes, these were all oriented more towards the international markets, and that's where you see this growth coming.
Sure, sir. Any particular industry that is aiding to this strong growth in exports? And just clarifying that this is not because of Fibac's issue, right? Not any market share gains coming from Fibac to us.
So this is mainly coatings and plastics market, which we are gaining. And you know, there are headwinds in the general industry, which has also helped building this. Nothing very particular to, I would say, Fibac, but general, I think, headwinds in the industries, which are favorable for us.
Got it. Got it, sir. So my second question is on the capital structure. I think from what we heard from you all during the last con call is that we'll need somewhere close to 900,000 crores of incremental CapEx for refurbishment, legal costs, etc. And we obviously made an announcement towards raising 1,000 crore plus 250 crores with the greenshoe option. That leaves us with another 1,000-odd crores left, right, to fund the entire acquisition along with further CapExes. Are there any plans beyond what we have announced on the QIP, and would we be looking to sell maybe the EPC business or maybe any spare land at our disposal, or would this be entirely funded through debt? If you can just help us outline the capital structure for this fundraise.
So, Archit, there will not be any further plan to increase the equity beyond what we had mentioned as far as our QIP issue is concerned, correct? That is point one. Second is, as Mr. Rajesh Rathi mentioned in the opening question, we are, as a management, we have taken the decision to transform the RECO business and build this business. So currently, there is no plan right now of monetization of that particular asset, and there is no spare asset like land, etc., available for monetization.
So would it be fair to assume the balance amount will be all funded through debt? If one were to build in some numbers, if you can just give some clarity on that account.
Yes.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for the clarification and happy
Diwali. Thank you. Same to you.
The next question is from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for letting me ask the question. So in the presentation, it is mentioned that you have a market share.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is coming very low.
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes.
Hello.
Sir. Sounds good now. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's mentioned that the current market for the pigments is about $8.6 billion, so relevant to Sudarshan. So, with the potential acquisition from Heubach, are we looking at market share being closer to about 30-odd% or 25%? How should we think about that?
So, I think the organic pigment market is about... I would say five billion, and the balance you would kind of include the inorganic micas, etc. Right? Given you know, so from that perspective, if you look at the market share, we would be you know, it would be about 20% going forward.
Okay, thank you. That is all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. First is on the operating leverage in the pigment business. You said that there is a 400 basis point YOY improvement in the gross profit, and there is another 400 basis point improvement at the EBIT level. We are not seeing the operating leverage at playing out in the margin, and even if I look at the other expenses, that inflation remains quite steep. Can you help us understand what is driving such a sharp increase in the other expenses?
Sanjesh, thanks for this question. So, if you look at the other expenses, it is a combination of two, three cost levers. One is the manufacturing related cost. Second is the selling variable related cost. And the small portion remains is on the admin or fixed cost. Predominantly, this other expense has been, you know, has been on a higher side as far as the manufacturing and selling variable cost is concerned. With the increase in the sales and with the increase in the volume, it gets also translated into the production related cost going up, which is in line with the manufacturing volume, and the sales increase gets reflected in the selling variable cost. So with this, we see that this percentage should be more or less in this line, and that is the reason how we are looking at, you know, EBITDA margin increasing in line with increasing the gross margin there.
You are telling that there is absolutely no operating leverage because you say that the percentage remains static, and it has been static till now as well. We are telling that there is no operating leverage in the business on the manufacturing side. I thought ETP and all we run continuously. That cost should not rise equivalent. Again, utility cost should not be proportionate. Admin costs should drive certain operating leverage, but clearly none of them are visible to that. Why would sales and marketing costs will go up similar to the gross profit?
So, Sanjay, sales and forwarding sales cost will go up due to the freight, correct? The freight and, you know, the commission which is related to the domestic sales part. So, to that extent, those will be in line with the increase in the sales.
Okay, got it. Okay. The second is on the RICO. Can you help us understand when you say we are in the process of transformation, what actually we mean in terms of transformation, which does it involve more investment? What are we really trying to achieve when we say we are in a transformation of RICO?
I mean, there's no investment envisioned. We are strengthening that organization, the business processes, so that the numbers are more consistent and we improve the numbers.
No product changes, no product improvement. Where are we really focused on? We are we are telling the only organizational is a problem right now in repo and rest of all in the place?
So it's our whole go-to-market strategy. I mean, there are a lot of levers in how the transformation takes place. To answer your question, obviously, there's no new investment we need. I think what we need is to execute our projects well. And the entire process, it's a project-based business, so ensuring that, any cost runs, etc., are adhered to, etc. So there's a lot of, there are several levers which today I can't tell you, but basically it's more on the execution, areas. We believe that phase one, whatever business we have, how do we deliver better and get better value, even if, and then look at, looking at any other diversification in that business.
Great. Thanks for those elaborate answers and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjesh.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the export side. I think you mentioned that, because of the better growth in the coating and plastic, we did some good revenues in the export business. So I just wanted to understand, I mean, is this largely because of the inventory filling in the system due to restocking, or is it like the genuine demand in the end segment? And how do you see, inventory and the demand situation for our type of pigment in the export business?
Just to clarify, sir, I didn't say that the markets are growing. I said our CapEx projects aim to deliver, this was what we aim to deliver through our CapEx projects, right? And transformation of our sales, transformation of our sales area, right? So that is the, that was the crux area, and our CapEx program is now started delivering, which was focused mainly on the coatings and plastics area, and that's where we are seeing growth.
So exports were for the products which were, we were not manufacturing earlier, and the competitors were there in the international business. So we are getting the market share of those products. Is that correct?
Absolutely. This was the synthesis of the whole getting into more specialties and doing the whole CapEx program, right? The whole project.
And what is the market size of this coating and plastic in the international business, and how much, would be our addressable market? And based on, 750 crore of CapEx, what we did, how much revenue do you expect from these two verticals in the export business?
As we've been giving guidance to the market, we expect the 750 to deliver about in 3 to 4 years, but a potential of about 2x, right?
1,500.
About 1,500, right?
Okay, and how much of that have we already done? I mean, at what this 360 odd crore kind of the revenue denotes the how much asset turn at this moment, if you annualize it, because there was earlier base business also doing some revenue, right?
Like we said, we are into this process, to acquire the 100% utilization. We would take three to four years. We have crossed. We are on the mid mark. We've completed about 18 months in this journey.
Got it, sir. Got it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the follow-up. In our there is an exceptional item regarding the fees related to a transaction. So have we accounted for all the fees, or will it be carried forward over a period of time till the entire transaction is not consolidated? And what could be the quantum for this? Thank you.
So Rohit, the exceptional cost which we have reported, these are the costs which are incurred in quarter two for this particular transaction, majorly on account of legal fee and the due diligence cost. And we don't comment on the quantum till the time that, you know, the transaction is closed.
Sure. But there will be incremental cost which will come as and when the transaction is concluded,
Sure.
right?
Yes. Yes. There will be incremental cost as and when we move ahead in the transaction. Yeah.
Right. Just second question. I'm not too sure whether I should ask it from the UBAC perspective. But given that we had also explained in the earlier call that for domestic business, we will not be doing any investments given that it has already been done. So given that UBAC is also probably operating at relatively lower utilization levels, can we expect that for the next maybe 3 to 5 years, there may not be material investment from capacity increase perspective? However, it could be primarily because of maybe some refurbishment and maybe some maintenance cost associated to UBAC facilities. Thank you.
Absolutely well said, sir. At least 3 years, we don't see any major CapEx coming in. And as we mentioned, some of these CapExes would be, whatever CapExes in the 3 years would be regular in nature in terms of maintenance, etc.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Rohit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from Nippon Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Just on the specialty segment, so if you take about export grew around 44%. In generally, export is slightly more, or you can say heavy on the specialty segment versus domestic. But if I look at the specialty and the non-specialty growth, both is around 26%. So why export higher growth is not reflected in the higher growth rate in the specialty? So we are selling more of a non-specialty in export this quarter. Hello.
Yeah, just a second.
Yeah.
The growth is.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, can you repeat your question? Can you please repeat your question, sir, once?
So, export grew by around 44% for us, and generally, export is very heavy on the specialty compared to the, you can say, non-specialty mix. But when I look at the specialty and non-specialty growth, it is almost 26%. There is no additional higher growth in the non-specialty. So, just want to understand, we sell more of the commodity grade in the export, you can say. Because specialty growth is not reflective of the export growth.
No, sir. I think the specialty growth for exports is good too, because it's all capex driven.
In second one, the operating leverage, which earlier you can say Sandesh has asked. So, if you take about based on the EBITDA margin and the gross margin you mentioned on the pigment division, we used to have a close to around 160 crore kind of quarterly cost, or you can say overhead, you can say. Last quarter, which increased to close to around 210 crore this quarter on the pigment division. So almost 26% growth in the overhead cost, you can say. And if you compare QOQ, it is almost 12% increase in the cost. So why the can say the overheads and everything is increasing drastically in pigment division?
So first of all, it is not the overhead. So if I see the quarterly numbers, the consolidated number for the other expenses which I mentioned, which is the combination of the manufacturing, selling and other cost, is at 176 crore compared to 158 crore. So, it is not the number which you are referring. And as I mentioned, that majority of this part is linked with the manufacturing production activity as well as the sales activity. Since we have seen growth in the sales number, which also gets translated in our production volume and the utilization, we see the cost getting increased in that line.
But so, like your pigment sale is grown up by around 26% YOY, while your overhead is grown by 26% YOY. So there is no benefit of leverage, you can say.
So, sir, it is not an overhead again. So, it is the expenses which are related to the freight, commission, the manufacturing cost related, expenses. So, it has been in line with the increase in the sales there.
So, incrementally also, whatever the growth in the revenue, we will see similar kind of growth in the this cost item also, right?
To some extent, yes. What you are saying is to some extent, yes.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Security Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So this 26% growth which you are witnessing in our pigment division, what would be the share of volume and price mix for this 26% growth?
So the prices have been quite stable, but we don't split up the volume except for right now in a public forum. But directionally, I'll just give you saying that the pricing has now been stabilized. Yeah.
And this professor, last year there was raw material deflation and the market was also not doing good, and the prices I believe were at rock bottom. So why haven't we seen increase in pricing of our end products?
We're not able to follow your question, sir.
Well, last year, there was raw material deflation which was impacting the end prices, and the market was also not doing that great, because of which the end product prices for our products were quite low. So we haven't seen any improvement from those low prices.
The prices of raw materials remain to be the same, sir. I've not understood. Why are you assuming that the prices have increased?
So this strong growth which you have witnessed is majorly due to volumes only.
Yeah.
Understood. And so this strong volume growth, this is majorly because we have gained market share from our competitors, or the end market has also started improving in the export market?
As I explained earlier, sir, that our whole CapEx investment was for specialty products targeted towards the global coatings and plastics market, right? And that's playing out now, right? So I think that's the question which,
And that's all, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tejas Sonawane from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have two questions. Firstly, on the exceptional item they reported in our quarterly numbers. So, the notes which are there, mentioned below the quarterly result, which kind of is the net amount which you have kind of recorded, which is net of the gain which you have received from the sale of freehold land, and the expenses which have incurred. So correct me if I'm wrong over here. So the expenses which you have incurred for a Lubac transaction are close to 325 crores, net of which you have reported close to 11 crore of loss for this quarter.
Tejas, if you see the exceptional item line and the note number 7 and 8, so note number 7 gives the reference to the exceptional gain on account of the land sale, which we had done in the last year, April 23, and that is during the financial year 24. So that transaction of 315 crore is different, and currently the 11 crore which is reported for the quarter under consideration is related to the cost in relation to this definitive agreement entered for fiber. So these are two separate transactions.
Okay, understood. Then secondly, just wanted to ask you if you could provide us at least some sense as to whether the UBAC group, whether their EBITDA operating profit is on the positive side or the negative side for CY23. Any sense which you can provide on that front?
So from a confidentiality and an antitrust perspective, we can't comment on the numbers, sir, currently.
Okay, no problem. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tejas.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thanks for the opportunity. I just want you to share me with data points related the volume growth that for quarter two as well as for half first half for domestic and export and specialty and non-specialty, if you can provide that.
So Rohan, from a competitive perspective, sir, we don't provide these numbers.
Okay. So if you can just give us an idea that for the domestic revenue for half year, which has grown 10% and export revenue, which has grown 27% year on year, how much would that be from volume and how much would that be from price? Like what, it would be more dominated by volume, if you can give us any idea.
Yeah, it's the same question, sir. We can't give you volume, but like I mentioned, prices are quite stable now and prices are quite stable now, right?
Okay, and you don't see that now it, so you are just referring that now it has bottom out and now it's stable. Now we cannot see any more going down.
Yes.
Okay. And can you share your perspective regarding thalassanine market? Like what are the trends and how the market is on year-on-year basis?
I think as a company, we do have that business, but you know, we are spread across. Thalassanine business is a very competitive business. There is overcapacity in that business.
Okay. Okay, that was from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabyasachi Mukherjee from Bajaj Finserv. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions. One, you know, on the export side, we have seen a very good growth this quarter. And, you know, last few calls, you were saying that there is an increase in customer inquiries and a good possibility of, you know, shortening of approval cycle and all. Any update you can share? Have there been conversations, any progress, anything on this thing, if you can share?
So the progress is seen in our numbers, and as I mentioned that our CapEx program has started yielding results, and that's how we are seeing this growth.
How do you see the rest of the year pan out? I mean, is the momentum continuing or do you foresee any challenges ahead?
So I think we, going forward, we don't see any major challenges, but whatever our average growth so far has been, I think we should be able to deliver that, those numbers on the half year.
Okay. Second question, on this fundraise, will the promoters participate?
So can't comment on that currently. I think we're going through the process right now.
Okay. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next follow-up question. It's from the line of Sandeep Bhane from LKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sandeep.
Yes. So thanks for taking my question, sir. So I wanted to understand the overall growth in the exports. So how is the market looking overall? What is your view on the exports? So do you see this kind of a growth on a sustainable basis? Because see, we have done the kind of CapEx and we are kind of trying to achieve our targeted growth, majorly in the specialty market. So do you see this growth sustainable going forward, or how do you see it? Can comment on this particular export growth?
So
I think so. The question is that, as I mentioned, the new CapEx program.
There is some echo in the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
No, we can hear you.
But there's an echo in the line.
I'm asking the organizer to check because there is some echo in the line. We hear our voice only.
Okay.
Steve, can you check please the line connection?
Yes, sir. Sandeep sir, are you speaking on a speaker phone?
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm there.
Sandeep, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I think the CapEx program is yielding good results. I think a lot of our customers are looking at initial trials are over. We have commercialized a few businesses. Going forward, we do expect, growth in terms of, I would say, in the mid-teens numbers going forward too, and I think that's how we should be able to do this.
Okay, that's helpful. And secondly, I wanted to know the kind of revenue target which you had earlier given during your CapEx plan, that you will be achieving between 3,200 to 3,600 crore kind of a revenue for the next by 26 and 27. I just wanted to understand, you're already almost inching up towards 3,000 crore kind of a revenue for Sudarshan. So are we expecting a faster reach towards that target in the next coming 1 or 2 years? How do you see only on the Sudarshan's part, like standalone basis?
On the standalone basis, sir, our guidance was that the 750 crore revenue should give us about 1500 crores between 3 to 4 years of time. Since the Europe market and some of the other markets are recovering slightly, somewhere between 3 and 4 years we should achieve it.
Okay. And this last question I wanted to understand, when would we expect the integration of Heubach and Sudarshan's in terms of the financials, by when we can expect that?
I think the closing closing should happen somewhere in our Q4 quarter, right?
Q4.
And after the closing, the integration process will begin.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's very helpful. Season greeting to you. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up, sir. So my question is, again, on the export side. You mentioned that we did capex of roughly 750-odd crore and the peak revenue would be 1,500-odd crore. So out of that, what would be, the share of this coating and plastic in the overall pie? And if you can share, the global market size out of this $5 billion of the global market, addressable market, what would be this coating and plastic market? Or maybe what could be our addressable market for our products in those two segments?
So I think the majority of this 1500 should come from coatings and plastics, right? The rough thumb number I don't kind of recall, but about, I would say, $3.5 billion should be the market for the coatings and plastics.
And the products what we are selling right now, out of this $3.5 billion, what could be the market? I mean, there are other competitors are also selling, right? So if you can sum it up, what could be the market of those products which we are selling right now?
As I mentioned, sir, overall basis, this would be, there are a few chemistries which we don't do for the coatings and plastics. So, but I mean, we are covering majority of the spectrum of the market. There'll be exceptions, but overall perspective.
So out of this $3.5 billion global market...
Mr. Dhawan, sir, could you please fall back in the question queue for further questions? Thank you. The next question is from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity again. Follow-up on the... on the acquisition that can happen. So the thing is that as it currently stands domestically, we have over 35% market share. Will there be some potential issues that could pop up because of anti-competitive rules in any specific geographies or even domestically? Thanks.
So we are going through the antitrust filings, but I think we have quite a complementary product portfolio from that perspective. The process is being followed vigorously currently by our regulation.
Okay. That is all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for again a follow-up. Again, on the RECO front, sir, we have done in last 4 years from the revenue front, it has done extremely well. And you said that there is a strategic focus on the same. Just one clarification. So the margins of EBITDA margins of RECO had been sub 10%. So is it possible that once it attains a particular size and based on our strategy, it can reach the margins of the pigments business, or will it be always a lower margin business than the pigment business? Thank you.
So the first phase is to, the first phase is to get into the low teens and have it consistent, right? So that our processes are robust. So I would kind of look at it from a first phase of this. The second phase, whether, we can go in the mid-teens, etc. I think that answer we can't give today, sir. But first focus would be that to reach there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Nilesh Dhur and Dolat Capital. And thank you, participants, for your time and interest in Sudarshan Chemicals. We remain confident in the long-term prospects of our business, and we look forward to engaging with you again in future. And we also wish all of you a very happy and prosperous Diwali. Thank you.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.